they've taken it to the Orlando Magic.
Jalen Rose joining us. Jalen, one thought about Rondo. I mean, you look at him right now, he's the guy. He makes them go. He's their best player right now. But what about what's going on in that locker room? Is he the leader that the other big three defer to, or has that not happened yet in terms of a guy leading from the front?
The play on the floor determines who the winner is. There are a lot of guys, Jim, that talk about being the leader all day. But if you're sitting on the end of the bench or you have on a shirt and tie, you can't really lead. He has the basketball. He's gained the respect of his teammates. He's an all-star. He's become one of the top defensive players in the league. And after Vets, Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and a champion and a veteran like Rasheed Wallace, they see how hard this young man has worked on his game to garner their respect. So now they appreciate what he brings to the table, and now they allow the young fella to lead them.
Hey, Jalen, when you were with the Fab Five, did you fellas divvy up the leadership because it was the Fab Five, or frankly, were you the guy calling the shots, and did they all follow you?
Leadership is something that you don't ask for. It's not, you don't walk into a locker room and everybody put up their hand to decide who's going to be the captain. You let situations play out for themselves, and that's how you come up with who the leader is. That's how you come up with who the captain is. And I was fortunate enough that my teammates trusted me enough and believed in my ability to not only be the point guard, but to be the leader of the team, that they believed in me to give me that responsibility. And I took a lot of pride in that, especially playing with great Weber, great players like Chris Weber, Juwan Howard, Ray Jackson, and Jimmy King.
Jalen Rose is my guest. Jalen, one more topic before you go. For those who don't know,